The Boeing 787 Dreamliner makes its entry to Jamaican skies, taking almost 300 passengers to the island. We'll also look at the forecast for the winter tourist season, and later we visit Moran Point in St. Thomas. I'm Camellia Guthrie inviting you to make the journey with me.
Let's get together now. Let brotherhood unite us.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department invites you to Pensioners Day, Emancipation Park on November 22. Learn more about the central government pension scheme directly from the experts. Visit booths from Sagicor NIS, the Jamaican Government Pensioners Association, and York Pharmacy. Get financial advice from NCB, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and more. Excitement and Showtime hosted by yours truly, Jenny Jenny. Call 922-8320 for more information. Pensioners Day, November 22 at Emancipation Park. The Accountant General's Department, serving those who have served.
On November 7, Jamaica became the first Caribbean country to welcome the Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft. The inaugural flight from London Gatwick landed at the Thangstar International Airport in Montego Bay with 291 passengers on board. The aircraft is expected to fly into Montego Bay once per week, bringing a similar number of passengers each trip, which will boost arrivals for the upcoming winter season. The move is being made possible through partnership with the Thomson Airways and its parent company, TUI Travel.
We're really pleased that our partners, TUI and Thomson, have determined that Jamaica is the first country where the Dreamliner is going to be flown in the region. And I think they're emphasizing their confidence in Jamaica.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. With the arrival of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft, added to other flights that have made or will be making their entrance into the island, arrivals for the winter tourist season are promising.
We had the arrival of the upgraded Transair flight out of Moscow to Jamaica, and we're really pleased because they moved from a 777 with about 320 seats and moved that up to over 500 seats. Also, Air Canada Rouge, they have started flying to Montego Bay as well. Later this month, Thomas Cook will come from Stockholm on an Airbus 330. And later in December, TUI will also bring a flight from Stockholm. And when you add to this that Condor has already started new service from Munich to Montego Bay, it is just to say to you that we're well on track to have a really positive winter.
Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil. And we travel to the east for today's No Jamaica feature. We're headed to St. Thomas to be exact, and stopping off at the 100-foot-tall Morant Point Lighthouse. The 18-foot-wide cast iron tower was built in 1841 by West African workers who came to the island as indentured laborers from Sierra Leone. The Morant Point Lighthouse, located at the farthest tip of the island's east coast, is the oldest lighthouse in Jamaica.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for gender equality.
We can make the sweetest sounds in all of God's creation.
And that has brought us to the end of today's journey on Tourism Roundup. I'm Camellia Guthrie. One love.
Like the words we teach our children, out of many comes one people.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.